The 12 members of Congress charged with coming up with a way to carve $1.2 trillion from the deficit have been meeting for weeks, but just what they've been up to is a mystery. They're not talking much about what happens in their closed-door sessions. Alaska's congressional members are split in their opinions of the process, one that could have huge repercussions for all Americans. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
The deficit cutting panel has until Thanksgiving to craft a plan Congress will vote on, and if they fail, major cuts get triggered. Alaska's delegation is outside looking in on the so-called supercommittee. That's not bothering Democratic Senator Mark Begich, who says members will speak loudest when it comes time to vote on the committee's proposals.
I don't feel out of the loop at all, because that would be like asking me the rewrite of No Child Left Behind. I'm not on that committee. I'm not out of the loop. You know, that's how the process works here. You have committees, but you're never out of the loop if you want to be engaged in. Now, some members are just going to wait for the end product and make a decision then. We're looking at everything that we think is important to us and then making comments. That's how we're doing it.
Begich says he's weighed in with ideas through letters and by banding together with other members to give added heft to their perspective. And instead of being frustrated by the tight-lipped supercommittee, he likes that its every action is not being reported in the press and used as political fodder by battling factions. Alaska's senior Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski finds the waiting more difficult. She says it's hard for the 94 elected senators who don't have a say in the discussions and are in the dark. And she senses that same feeling among Americans wondering what the committee is doing.
It is a mystery, and I think this is somewhat frustrating to those who are observing from the outside. But for those who are observing from the outside, just imagine how frustrating it is for those of us who were elected to represent our constituents. And we've got very limited opportunity for input into a process that is really very exclusive at this point.
Murkowski says it would be fairer for all members of Congress to have a say, but she's still supporting the supercommittee's efforts because she warns that if they don't come up with a viable plan to save over $1 trillion, the triggered cuts could be very painful and left up to the White House rather than Congress. Top members on House and Senate committees have been able to give the deficit reduction group their priorities. So as the ranking Republican on energy, Murkowski's registered her input. While she's pressuring the committee to bring a good plan before Congress, Representative Don Young has all but given up. The Republican House member says no one is willing to tackle changing the entitlement programs like Medicare that are big spenders.
What makes you think that the 12 people are any smarter than the rest of the Congress? I really don't believe that. Some of them are my good friends, and I have let them know in issues like primary care, I want to make sure it's still funded. I think that's crucially important for the health of our country.
Young says he's picked some top issues to advocate for, but just how the supercommittee weighs members' input like his won't likely be revealed for weeks. And one thing the Alaska delegation totally agrees on is the seriousness of the task ahead and the difficult consequences if the supercommittee can't come up with something that Congress can stomach. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.